Yoga, purification of mind. This is a favorable time, too, for the practice of yoga. You must have heard something about yoga and seen people trying to put their bodies into strange positions to make them lighter and more pliable. Through centuries of experiment, it has been discovered that certain postures favor health and peacefulness. Looking closely, you may also see the yogi practicing breathing exercises, which he has carefully learned from a teacher. Control of the breath, the yogis say, eventually gives us control of the mind. It is wrong thoughts which produce bad deeds. But so far, this is the physical side of yoga. Its purpose is health and self-control, so that one's body may not be disturbed by anything. That is only a part. What Indians know as yoga embraces the whole of life. It is putting into practice the great truths of Hindu religious belief. There is nothing in life which is not yoga. Our thoughts, our actions, and feelings all have to be brought into harmony, for yoga means union. So there is the yoga of concentration or meditation. This is a great art, learning to make our mind, which is often restless as a monkey, calm and still. Then, like still water, it will reflect the divine light. The yogi has to take his attention away from sights and sounds and feelings, whether outside or inside his body. Then he has to concentrate on the light within. After a while, he may begin to see the light and to feel its strength and peace.